Good morning, podcast audience, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. To my Somalian brothers and sisters, I say assalamu alaikum. Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. I hope this podcast finds everyone in good health and good spirits. In Columbus, Ohio, on yesterday, there was another confirmed case of COVID-19. There was an attempt, a better attempt, by the lead MDO to deliver a message to the employees of Columbus, Ohio. But you could tell that was very uncomfortable for him because he wanted to give his smart answers.
Yeah, you could tell he wanted to be curt with a few of those questions, but he handled it professionally. But, he made it clear that once they're notified, that the nurse gets involved. But the nurse was standing there, but he didn't pass the microphone to her. So I guess it wasn't that important that we hear from the head contact person with respect to the COVID-19 in our facility. When I say head contact person, the person who is supposed to get everything moving, that's their responsibility. That's the nurse. Now, I'm going to share something with you based on what we heard this morning, if you were in the Tour 2 meeting, and what transpired this evening around 4:30. This morning we heard about the nurse being contacted, being responsible for investigating names provided. And there was no specific timeline given on when or how expeditiously these actions should occur. Well, now I'm going to give you a scenario that's going to allow you as a craft employee to judge the effectiveness of the Postal Service that you work with in Citygate, Columbus, Ohio. This afternoon, and let me say this, and again, I'm not trying to create hysteria. I'm just trying to tell you what happened. This afternoon, and again, I'm trying to tell you what happened as it was told to me what happened. Apparently, there was on Tour 3 flat sorter unit, an individual who felt ill. The individual, I guess, kind of was laid out, passed out on a piece of equipment after saying to some people that he felt ill related to, he felt ill. So here's what happened, as I am to understand this, folks. Immediately, management came in, shut the area down, and when it was explained to me, sanitation had not begun yet, but they cleared everybody out of the area so that sanitation could take place. Now, again, the employee, I'm pretty sure, was sent home, and he could go ahead and self-quarantine. Now, I got to tell you something, and this is kind of worrisome to me. If the post office can't give information based on CDC, based on the lead MDO's conversation with us, excuse me, the senior lead MDO, based on his conversation, they can't inform us until they have confirmation from CDC. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, they take the initial action taken by the post office was to clear the area. But they can't officially inform their people until they've been notified by the CDC. Now, I got to say, if that's the rule, somebody needs to look into having that rule changed, because there was quite a few employees, quite a few clerks in that area. And you can best believe, before that tour is over, there will be at least, I don't know, 10 different versions of what took place. And those versions or versions, those versions are going to be allowed to permeate, because the post office is going to say nothing until 4 or 5 days later, until they have confirmation from the CDC. But then they wonder why people are a little tense right now. Columbus, Ohio management, you are on center stage. Here's a golden opportunity for you to show your employees that you have some consideration about their well-being. There was a possible, there was a reason to be COVID-19 concerned. And the only reason I say that is by your actions or your decision to pull all employees out of an area and to have that area sterilized. So I think we can agree that the possibility exists. Now, what do you do for the personnel that was in contact with that person? Do you really need to wait for them to tell you who they work with on that machine? I think that's what a schedule is for. If you are proactive and contact these people, you get an opportunity to be on the right side of an issue. You get an opportunity to get out there and tell people what happened, as opposed to letting them formulate their own stories on what happened. And to Columbus, Ohio, Citygate management, here's a little crisis management tip. If you cordon off an area because you believe it to be contaminated for whatever reason, you might want to quarantine the personnel in that area so that you stop a suspected quarantine from spreading throughout the building. That's something to keep in mind, so that if that should happen again, I hope that you would do a little better job at isolating the individuals in that area, as opposed to allowing them to just report to another work area. You see, your focus about the mail over people just keeps overriding your thought process. Columbus, Ohio, mail handlers, clerks, maintenance, we must be united if we are to determine our own outcome. Solidarity with each other will force the post office to do the right thing. If we stick together, and all we're asking is that they do the right thing. stay blessed, and let's try to stay healthy. Take care.